Today's topic is MLM leads generation. What's going on? Hola, right here. Just wanted to bring some a new lesson to you today. If you're not subscribed to this channel, please make sure you subscribe. And if you have a team member, you have a bunch of team members, you want to make sure you share this information with them, because if you can generate leads online, then absolutely you should be able to show your team members, and that means your business will boom. That means you can build a true empire, because if all you're doing is building a front line, you know the meaning of that in MLM, in network marketing, you're not going to make money. So it's really, really about building a huge distribution channel. That's what the business is about. That's why your founders are giving you the opportunity to become a partner, so you can build a distribution channel that that can produce heavy, you know. So why am I qualified to share this with you? Well, I've been around the industry on and off for the past few years. My most recent venture in the last 12 months has done about $700,000, actually almost $800,000 right now as a team. Personally, just off of just completely residual, not even actively promoting, I've done over $70,000. So I have, if that's all I can show you, how to make $70,000 in a year, right? How to have a team that's doing $800,000 a year. If that's all I can show you, then I think you can learn one or two things from me about MLM lead generation, and none of that involves my family and friends. Zero. Okay, and that's what I want to share with you, because typically, from the traditional standpoint, what they teach you is to literally use your circle of influence. And there's nothing wrong with launching your business with your circle of influence. I'll tell you what, when I first joined my first MLM back in 2009, I was told the same thing. I launched my business using family, friends, some business associates, because I was already successful in business at the time, but essentially my existing circle of influence. That didn't turn out too well. Okay, and I'm assuming it probably didn't turn out too well for you or somebody in your team, you know, because for obvious reasons, like everybody in your life does not necessarily, it's not a necessity that they need to join your business. When you join the business, they almost make it seem like it's a necessity that your family and friends must join your business. Well, the truth is that's not going to happen, okay? If you have one person that joins, you're lucky. If you have two people that join, you're really lucky. Out of the two people that join, if one person actually builds the business, then you're really lucky. But really, who wants to build their business off of luck? Is that what you want to build your business around, or you want to use proven strategy to attract quality leads? Okay, MLM lead generation, right? Attract quality leads so you can build the business perpetually, so you can build the business but with your skills, you know. So it takes a little bit of skill. So today I want to share with you the three secrets to doing exactly that, as opposed to chasing your family and friends around. And when I say chasing family and friends around, I'm literally talking about stalking. Most people end up finding themselves having to stalk, and that's a sad situation, right? It's a sad situation. And guess what happens when you stalk people? People run away from you even further. If you become the needy, or you become a nuisance, people run away from you even further, right? It's the same thing if you become a person that's always, if you're looking for a girlfriend, you're looking for a relationship, and you just come off a little bit needy, that speaks lack of confidence. You know, people can smell it from 10 miles away. They know that you're not really confident in yourself, and they tend to run away even further away from you more, right? And that's what happens. And that's why I wanted to bring this tips to you, these three secrets to you, so you can make sure that you don't end up in that box with people that do that, okay? Because it's frankly, honestly, it's not attractive. So I want to teach you something called the law of attraction. You probably are familiar with the law of attraction already, okay? Essentially, what you focus on expands, okay? So if you have confidence, it expands because it shows out, right? It expands, but it expands even more importantly to the people that are your prospects, okay? So your prospects are all over the place, but more importantly, they're here. They're right here in your palm, okay? The world is right here in your palm, right? We're in the digital age. The whole world is right here, and you can access it right from here, right? So how? Well, it takes a little bit of skills. It takes the skill called marketing. It's the second word in marketing, network marketing. So you have a network, your circle of influence, right? But your existing circle of influence, your existing network, it's not enough. Your ability to be able to grow your network is called marketing, okay? And if you can grow your network, you will grow your net worth. Does that make any sense? It does, right? Exactly. But if you depend on your family and friends to grow your network, aka net worth, you're gonna fail, because what's gonna happen is that, again, you're gonna come off a little bit too needy. These people already know who you are. They have an existing frame of mind. They have an existing context on who you are, especially if you haven't really been financially successful before. You can't afford to depend on that. You can invite them, you can promote, but then you can only do that once. At most twice. If you do that anything more than twice, you become the needy, you become a nuisance, right? They start running away from you, they stop picking up the phone when you call, because they essentially want to run away from the pain of you pitching them on a business opportunity when they have their own lives to deal with. So at the core of it, fundamentally speaking, that's actually a selfish act, because you're trying to recruit people to join your business so you can make money. That's fundamentally the forces and the spirit that's driving you to do that. And when you do that, it's lack of confidence, okay? It's lack of abundance mindset, and they can tell, and that's unattractive. And then no wonder, little to no wonder, why they keep running away, even further away from you more. Is that making sense? I know it is, right? I know, because I've been through that before, right? So when I joined in 2009, April, I joined through a business associate of mine. We were both in real estate. But when people become a business associate, first of all, back then, the market just crashed, okay? The whole real estate market just crashed. So everybody was a little bit needy. But I still used the relationship, and I went to the meeting. When I got to the meeting, because of the business relationship, I ended up, sorry, my baby is right here. He's almost trying to make noise. The babies, they always attempt to make noise. Be quiet, okay, babe? All right, good. All right, so the truth is that it was the business relationship that made me join. I didn't even see what they're talking about, and I just joined. Okay, actually, it was a company called ACN at the time. They were selling video phones, and I just joined, because I had a relationship. Now, the relationship I had is not just friends and family. It's not my broke cousin. It's somebody who we've made literally hundreds of thousands of dollars together at the time. So it made sense for me to join, because I'm like, he's my business partner. He's not going to lead me astray. When I got home, I did a bunch of studies. Then after paying $500 to join, I did a bunch of studies, started looking into this stuff. So I joined emotionally, and then eventually, stick around. I'm going to share the three secrets with you, right? I joined emotionally, but I wanted to justify my move later on, because I started to read through. By the time I finished reading through, I was excited, because honestly, when I was in real estate, I was making money a chunk. My highest check was $82,000 from one deal, and average of $30,000-$40,000 per deal. So, but at that time, I already started to pay attention. Like, listen, I need something that I don't have to wait for big paydays, but something that brings in residual income, even if it's $10 a day, even if it's $100 a day. I started to really pay attention to the idea of selling something as simple as a can of soda, just residual income, like a distribution channel that just brings in money daily without waiting for the big paydays or what you call windfalls, right? That's what they call it, right? So I didn't want to wait for that, right? I'm telling you a story, okay? So when I saw that, I was excited, So I was excited by the idea of building a team, of being a distribution channel for telecommunications. My background was in computer engineering. I could relate at some emotional level, but the truth is that after doing the first meeting, because I was, again, a business person already, I was able to invite 60 people. Only about 23 showed up. And out of the 23 people that showed up, only one person joined in the first meeting. I did another meeting, which was a push, okay, because then I already started to come off needy to some of my friends. They already start to smell it. Okay, this guy has joined some kind of scam or something like that, right? And they start to literally not pick up the calls, like, because I'm aggressive, I'm a hustler. If I need to pick up the phones, I will pick up the phones and I will pound the phone. That's exactly what I did. I packed the room again, 20 people each time. Another one person joined. Well, out of the two people that joined, One person literally had to beg him to try to come to the meeting. He never came. The second person, like literally on the following day, called back and said, "Hey, give me the phone number where I can call and get a refund back." Okay, that's the fate of what happened. So here's what happened. My brother at the time decided to join my business and work together as partners. And then we became, and then he started to dig into the internet as much as I was. And then we stumbled across a new idea called the attraction marketing. Okay, and that's what I'm going to share with you in three secrets right now. And that's exactly what has resulted in six, seven, $8 million in sales since 2009. Okay, so now all of a sudden I'm not limited to building an MLM team. I still make money even if no one joins my business, and that's what I want to share with you. Okay, so the number one secret is, number one, you want to identify your ideal prospects. The second secret, right, is you want to find out what they want. Okay, your ideal prospect wants something already. They want answer to a question. They want solution to a problem. If your ideal prospect does not have a problem or they don't have a question, you have not identified your ideal prospect. You got to go back to secret number one. Okay, so secret number one, identify your ideal prospect. Secret number two, find out what they want. What answers do they want to what questions? What solutions do they want to what problems, right? Solve the problem for them, give them the information, okay? And give them the information for free, okay? Answer the questions for them absolutely for free, okay? What that means is you're leading with value, okay? So, secret number one, identify your ideal prospect. Secret number two, find out what they want. Secret number three, give them what they want. You see, when you give people what they want, sorry about that, guys. When you give people what they want, right, they will want more at any price you decide to charge for it. Does that make sense? If you give people what they want, they will simply want more at the price you decide to charge for it. Okay? At any price. Just give people what they want more, and they don't care how much you're charging for it. Remember, you gave them what they want for free upfront, and then, but who are these people? Where do you want to identify them? How can you attract them, right? Well, this is the internet, okay? We're on the internet right now, and there are 7 billion people on the internet, and no, there are 7 billion people plus in the world, and 3 billion of them are on the internet, okay? And at least right now, as we speak right now, this very month, at least 100,000 of them are your prospects. So now we're left to you mastering the skills of attracting. How many people do you need to build a solid team? How many quality people do you need to build a solid team? I'm going to tell you right now, in most compensation plans, you need three solid leaders, okay? Maybe five, okay? You need three people that will take off, that will master the skills that you've mastered, and will take off and build a team. That's really what you need. But to find those three people, are you just going to find them? Well, the way they paint up the picture for you, they make you think that, oh, you're just going to find the first three people is going to happen. No, it's not going to happen like that. You're going to find the quality in the quantity. You need both, okay? Because an average person, people that you still encounter, just like an average person that watches this video, are just not going to be serious enough about building their business. That's just the fact of life, okay? So you and I were going to assume that you need 100 people to find those three people. Now, if you can attract those 100 people for free without spending a dime, and then you find your three, now you have a six, seven-figure business, okay? Without depending on your family and friends. Does that make sense? Okay? Very simple, okay? Now, you literally can attract those people, right? 100 people, you find three quality people, 3%, okay? We're talking about the 3% people, the top 3% people in the world. How are you going to find them? How do you say percentage? Because there's 100 in the first place. Then you find the three quality, and then you take off, and then you teach them how to do the same thing. As opposed to what they teach you, they paint up this picture for you and make you think it's the first three. And then you're disappointed because the first three did nothing with the business. As a matter of fact, they frustrated your life. They stopped picking up the phone, even though they've paid money to join your business. Even sometimes you pay for them to join the business, which is the worst thing you can ever do, right? There you end up being disappointed and you say it doesn't work. Well, I don't know why you would ever say that, because in the real world, Walmart does not expect everybody that walks through the door to buy something. Okay? That's why they have candies, they have waters, they have magazines. Best Buy does not expect everybody that walks in through the door to buy a TV. That's why they have candies, they have water, they have soda, they have magazines. Multiple streams of income, man. That's part of the things I'm going to teach you on the inside. Okay? So those are the secrets right there. Secret number one, identify your ideal MLM lead, your prospect, right? Find out what they want. That's secret number two. Secret number three, give them what they want. And then you have leads. Endless amount of leads that, because you solve a problem for them, because you've answered a question for them, they want to find out more about what you're up to, and they don't mind buying. Okay, they don't mind buying, and you do that at scale because you have the internet, you have simple free tools that you can use to do that literally every day and attract as many people as you want into your business and build this business, all without having to pester or stalk your family and friends, without hotel and home meetings, right? And that's, without any of these things that turns that supposedly home business into a business that's charity, without the intention of being a charity, meaning it doesn't pay you. An average MLM makes $8 or less. Not $8, sorry, makes less than $10. In any given month, okay? Chances are you're not making anything when I say that. If you make it $10 per month in MLM, you're one of the top, easily top 20%. The statistics are really, the odds are really against you, but guess what? Not for those that learn the skills of that second word in network marketing, which is marketing. And that's what we cover in details in our free class. So make sure you see the link in the description area, or this link right here, olatalks.com/mastermind. You will see it on the screen as well, and make sure you attend the free class. Okay, let me see here. Yeah, olatalks.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go. Attend the free class. Reserve a seat in there. Attend the free class. I cover the details of exactly how you implement the three secrets, right, all for free. And I cover a bunch of case studies. The highest case studies there were, not the highest. I have a $250,000 per month case study there. I have a $4 million per year case study there. I have a $200,000 case study there. I have a $3,000 per day income case study in there, and a bunch of more case studies. So go in there, I'll show you exactly how it's done, and then I'll give you a bunch of people that are doing it, and you should have everything at your disposal to start doing this in your business. All right, that's all I have for you today. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye now.